This is News Talk.
Well, the same two stories that were on the front of the papers yesterday are still there today, with the Leaving Cert thrown in for good measure. I'll start with the Zappone controversy. The Irish Times says the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney, has breached the Freedom of Information Act by deleting texts related to his official duties, according to the architect of the legislation. Labour TD Brendan Howlan was responsible when Minister for Public Expenditure for a major reform of the Act in 2014 that widened its scope and made specific provision to make electronic devices such as mobile phones or non-official systems such as Gmail, if they related to the official functions of the office holder, amenable under the Act. Mr. Howlan said text exchanges between Mr. Coveney, the Taoiseach and former Minister Catherine Zappone related to the public roles of the ministers and were subject to the FOI Act. Mr. Howlan said the explanation by Mr. Coveney that he deleted his text because of security considerations was not sufficient. That same story on the front of the Irish Examiner reads, Coveney statement on controversy backfires. It says his three-page statement to the Foreign Affairs Committee seeking to explain the circumstances of the Zappone appointment and the hacking of his phone in 2020 failed to kill off the five-week-old controversy. Mr. Coveney will appear again before the committee on Tuesday to address lingering concerns as to why he deleted text messages, rejecting calls for Mr. Coveney or Mr. Varadkar to resign. Taoiseach Micheál Martin said there has been melodrama and overdramatics in the reaction to the controversy. On the front of the Irish Independent, it says Simon Coveney told the Oireachtas Foreign Affairs Committee that there was correspondence with the Department of Public Expenditure on the issue of the envoy's salary. The department said last night there was no contact from the Department of Foreign Affairs about the position. In response, Mr. Coveney's spokesperson said the minister has no involvement in terms and conditions of a salary being approved for a special envoy position. And let me know what you think of this story. Does it concern you, or do you think it's blown out of proportion? Portion 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. Reaction to the housing story also makes the front pages. The Examiner saying the government's 20 billion euro plan to solve the housing crisis has been criticised for relying on meaningless figures for private sector development and a failure to introduce measures to attract 27,500 workers needed to deliver it. On the front of the Irish Times, a bit more positive, it says the plan has been welcomed by industry groups and homeless charities. Tom Parlin of the Construction Industry Federation said it would increase output, while the Peter McFerry Trust gave what it said was a broad endorsement of the strategy, saying it was a progressive document that will move us closer to achieving a more sustainable housing system that works for all. And then to the Leaving Cert. Front of the Irish Times, Leaving Cert results have climbed to a record high with a sharp increase in the number of students securing top grades. The stronger outcomes are set to lead to a further jump in CAO points for college courses and may fuel concern over grade inflation and the integrity of grades. The State Examinations Commission, however, said it stood over the validity of this year's results. On the Indo, record Leaving Cert grades to tighten race for college places. In a similar vein, it says results show an average inflation of 2.6% on last year. It says almost a quarter of students taking higher level chemistry got H1 grades, double the average in the years 2017 to 2019. And this year, 15% of students taking high level maths got H1s, compared with 8.5% last year. The Examiner says the percentage of students receiving H1s increased across almost every subject when compared to last year. And we'll have more on this story coming up later in the show. To the tabloids, and the Star and the Mirror lead with a sad story about a woman from the north who was found dead at her home 8 years after she won 31 million euro in the Euro Millions. Some other stories in the papers that I want to bring you. The death of Pat Hume, John Hume's wife of 59 years. Hillary Clinton and Michael D. Higgins among those to express condolences. She's recalled as the person who held the family together through the darkest days of violence and awfulness, and someone who was at times left alone to face down intimidation and threats while her husband travelled the world seeking support for peace in Northern Ireland. Tributes were paid by leaders of civic life across all of Ireland, Britain, Europe and the USA. A couple of COVID stories in the papers that caught my eye. The first one is in the Irish Times. It says an east-west divide for COVID infections developed in Ireland over the summer, with high case rates observed in popular tourist areas in the west, the National Public Health Emergency Team has been told. The apparent emergence of such a divide prompted public health officials to increase opportunities for testing in affected areas, according to newly published NPHET minutes. NPHET members were told it could be some time before COVID becomes a seasonal virus, according to minutes of its meeting on July 27th. And this one in the Indo, unvaccinated people in their 20s who think they're healthy but are very overweight are among COVID patients currently in intensive care. A leading consultant outlined their key concerns amid fears hospitals are facing another bed crisis. Dr. Coleman O'Loughlin, intensive care specialist at the Mater, says optimistic forecasts described by Dr. Tony Houlihan that 80 to 100 COVID patients may be seriously ill at the end of this month would be a devastating blow. He said already with around 59 patients in intensive care across the country, hospitals like the Mater are having to turn down some transfers from other parts of the country. Going back to the GAA games at Croke Park in the Indo, it says the GAA has admitted there has been no enforcement of mask wearing at games as it's not mandatory. A spokesperson for the sporting body said stewards have been encouraging people to socially distance and wear masks. However, this was only on an advisory basis. GAA President Larry McCarthy said the health and safety precaution isn't being strictly adhered to by fans, and the GAA said no additional personnel had been brought in to oversee mask wearing and social distancing since spectators returned to venues across the country. If you have a driving test coming up soon, the Irish Times says more than 2,100 driving tests had to be abandoned last year due to bad weather or drivers' vehicles breaking down mid-test. That's according to the 2020 Road Safety Authority annual report, which shows the percentage rate of tests abandoned due to bad weather or vehicles breaking down more than doubled last year on 2019. The figure showed 2,163 were abandoned, an increase of 15% on 2019. The increase in abandoned tests comes despite the number offered by the driving test service more than halving from 221,000 last year to 2019 to 102 last year, and that is due to the pandemic. Also on the same page, that's page 4 of the Irish Times, interesting story about water supplies. The first nationwide survey of cryptosporidium infections have revealed the challenge posed by the common waterborne bug in the Republic. One in five localities recorded cases by the parasite over a 10-year period, an analysis has found, and infections were recorded in 58% of electoral areas and in all 26 counties. Almost 60% of cases were in children aged 5 and under. For those interested in Wally the Walrus, there's a heartwarming story in the Mirror. It says a young couple has launched new Wally the Walrus, tried to say that three times, merchandise with 10% of their proceeds going to Seal Rescue Ireland. Aidan O'Sullivan and his girlfriend Audrey Kane decided to set up their company Cahir Clothing when they were on holiday in Kerry, where the famous walrus who arrived from the Arctic was first spotted. It says we're delighted to have the t-shirts ready now and to be getting orders coming in. We'll be making a donation with every product. We want to do our bit to support Wally. COVID also getting the Hollywood treatment, according to the Star. Two vaccine heroes' lives could be turned into a film, although one thinks they are not very interesting. Hollywood studios are vying to adapt their book Vaxxers, the inside story of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine and the race against the virus, into a movie. But Dr. Catherine Green, who co-created the jab with Professor Sarah Gilbert, fears that the film would just be two boring middle-aged women sending emails. There's no sex, drugs and rock and roll. And we can't get a tech break, according to the Mirror. It says nearly three quarters of young adults worry they're addicted to their mobile phone. They typically spend more than 19 hours a week scrolling through apps. The survey of 2,000 adults also found 77% of those in Generation Z aged 18 to 24 take their device into the bathroom. Those are the stories making the headlines in today's papers.
On 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.